This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had taken control of 74 settlements in Russia's southern Kursk region as its major cross-border incursion continued to advance. Ukraine's army chief, Oleksandr Syrsky, briefing President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Kyiv's military had seized 40 square kilometers of new territory over the past 24 hours, a day after claiming Ukraine held 1,000 square kilometers. Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into the western region of Kursk last week. Cracks are widening in a public dispute between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. AP correspondent Julia Frankel said on Tuesday the latest spat shows growing discontent with Netanyahu's handling of the war at a sensitive time.
People are here bracing for a potential retaliatory strike by Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon for the assassination of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And the rift also comes as talks are set to convene on Thursday for another attempt to broker a ceasefire.
AP correspondent Julia Frankel. Israeli media reported on Monday Defense Minister Yoav Gallant condemned Netanyahu's quote-unquote nonsense about total victory. That's a phrase the prime minister has repeated during the 10-month-old war in Gaza. A U.S. State Department official said on Tuesday Qatar will seek to convince Hamas terrorists to participate in Thursday's peace talks over the war in Gaza. Hamas has so far declined to agree to take part in ceasefire negotiations, which take place and amid fears that tensions between Israel and Iran could escalate. This is VOA News. United Nations agencies warn Sudan is at a breaking point after more than 15 months of conflict because of what they call a crisis of neglect. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations Children's Agency reports the extent of the horrors and atrocities inflicted upon children in Sudan is going unnoticed because it is not being reported. UNICEF says the crimes committed against children go unnoticed because aid agencies have very limited access to the country's hotspots. And it says the news that trickles out is not good. Speaking from the capital, Khartoum, UNICEF spokesman James Elder says he's spoken to people who have witnessed the suffering and violence to which children are being subjected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Ugandan court on Tuesday convicted a former commander of the Lord's Resistance Army rebel group of dozens of crimes against humanity in a key moment of justice for many in Uganda who suffer decades of its brutal insurgency. The trial of Thomas Kolieyo was the first atrocity case to be tried under a special division of Uganda's High Court that focuses on international crimes. Kayel faced charges including murder, pillaging, enslavement, imprisonment, rape, and cruelty. Africa's top public health agency on Tuesday declared an mpox emergency as a new variant moves across Democratic Republic of Congo's borders. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
The African Center for Disease Control and Prevention said the viral infection was spreading at an alarming rate. Mpox is transmitted through close contact and causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions. The new variant of an endemic strain of the virus appears to spread more easily through close contact, particularly among children. Mpox has been endemic in parts of Africa for decades after it was first detected in humans in 1970. A milder version spread to over 100 countries in 2022.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Tropical storm Ernesto is battering the Northeast Caribbean as it takes aim at Puerto Rico, where officials have shuttered schools and government agencies. Ernesto is expected to become a hurricane early on Wednesday as the center of the storm moves just north of Puerto Rico on a path toward Bermuda. Forecasters have issued a hurricane watch for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, as well as two tiny Puerto Rican islands, which are popular with tourists. Officials in Puerto Rico warned of widespread power outages, given the crumbling electric grid. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.